This is Al Jazeera. I'm Darien Abugaida with a check on your world headlines. At least 13 people have been killed in an explosion in the Syrian capital, Damascus. It happened on the Al Ra'is Bridge. A military bus was the target. Many people have been injured. The UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting on North Korea after Pyongyang test-fired a new ballistic missile from a submarine. North Korean state media reported that the missile was fired from the same submarine involved in an earlier test. Washington, Seoul, and Tokyo have condemned the latest launch.
These launches violate multiple UN Security Council resolutions and are a threat to the region. We call on the DPRK to refrain from further provocations and engage in sustained and substantive dialogue. And our commitment to the defense of the Republic of Korea and Japan remains ironclad. These launches also underscore the urgent need for dialogue and diplomacy. Our offer remains to meet anywhere, anytime, without preconditions.
A Haitian gang that kidnapped members of a U.S.-based Christian missionary group is demanding $1 million for each person. The 16 Americans and one Canadian were taken while returning to Port-au-Prince from an orphanage in the town of Gontier, east of the capital. And the U.S. Congressional Committee investigating January's assault on the Capitol Hill has voted unanimously to hold Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress. He was a longtime aide to Donald Trump. At least 46 people have died and others are missing in floods triggered by heavy rains in the northern Indian state of Uttarakhand. The army has deployed helicopters to help with rescue efforts as roads have been washed away along with homes. Forecasters expect more heavy rain over the next 2 days. And days of flooding and landslides have killed at least 38 people in the southern Indian state of Kerala. Many dams are filling to overcapacity, forcing authorities to release more water into already swollen rivers. Thousands have been moved to shelters and relief camps. A volcano on Japan's main southern island of Kyushu has erupted, spewing ash more than 3.5 kilometers into the sky. Mount Aso started erupting early on Wednesday morning. There have been no immediate reports of casualties or major damage.